Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. How was your weekend, you guys?
So good.
Was it so good?
Yeah.
I was sick all day yesterday. I'll give you a heads up. I feel like arse today.
Yeah, you said that you were not feeling it.
I was truly in bed like the entire day yesterday. I popped up a couple times to do a couple little miscellaneous things. I had to throw a couple posts on Facebook for the show. Went downstairs for dinner, but then it was like, man, the rest of the day, I was dead. And I still feel it. Just like zero energy, just
super
head
tired.
Pounding, so tired, man.
And you got it from your
something,
kid.
I think it was from Lila, because she's been sick for about a week. Or Saturday, which I was feeling fine. We went to Skate City and went roller skating. Maybe I got it there.
That
I don't know.
Looked fun.
It was good.
Love
it was
skate
open
city.
Skate, but there was a ton of kids there because it was SpongeBob Day.
I was gonna say, going to say, you had SpongeBob and Patrick.
Which, what are the odds of that? Because didn't we play that song
we
on
did.
Friday?
I did. I was telling Nicole, like, I was like, what are the odds?
I was so jealous because we were really like living in a pineapple under the sea last week. Uh-huh. And then you're like, look who I got to hang out
with.
Like,
I was jealous
how do you
too.
Rate? That's not fair.
I posted a picture on our socials if you want to see it. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram and Facebook. And I put on there, living my best life or something stupid like
that.
That
was so funny.
It was me and Patrick and SpongeBob.
Patrick.
Such a good pick.
Before we dive into what you guys did, I will tell you that I was able to catch up on a lot of TV this weekend because I wasn't feeling good. We knocked out two movies from Nick Knack's list of movies that I've never seen and she's going to make me watch.
Okay.
First one was Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
I've never seen Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
And I'm such a huge Adam Sandler fan. I finally sat down and watched it. I was like, we probably should since the new one's coming out on Netflix here in a month or whatever. It was good. It was fine.
Well, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Fine.
It's so stupid.
So I've never seen it either. It's, and I like
you like it. It's all
literally
hockey
golf and hockey, right?
Golf and hockey. So you would love
so
it.
So I need to watch it because I've never seen it. And with the second one coming
it's
out
so
with the
bad.
Actors that I know or the golfers that I know, I need to watch it for sure.
Yeah, but things
they
that
did not know how to end the movie either.
But things that aren't realistic in sports kind of make Josh mad, I've realized. So I don't know if he'll love it because Happy Gilmore takes a hockey approach to golf.
Well, like the people that love the Mighty Ducks, like that movie
Knuckle
was the worst movie. Like the flying V. I was like, I grew up playing hockey.
You
don't
do, you do
that.
Quack, quack,
no.
quack, quack, quack.
Dumbest thing quack. I've ever seen. And I was like, I couldn't get behind
that.
It.
So
oh,
good.
Yes.
But I do like Adam Sandler, though, Jer, so I think I might
well,
like it.
You will find it completely ridiculous.
No, it's such a good movie.
It's pretty good, though. It's fun. And then she made me watch 10 Things I Hate About You.
Another
one
I've never seen. I've
you
never
know,
seen
did you
it.
Cry at the
yeah.
end?
No. Another one I thought, like, what is the
Heel. You didn't like when he sang at the end and stuff, did his little dance, like you weren't a fan of that?
I love you, baby. Come
no?
on.
I think my
didn't
quote was he's better as the Joker.
Oh, he is, yes. But he's a good at like look at his range.
Yeah. No,
yeah,
and that's
it was
where,
fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like I don't like that. She's like in love with that movie. I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Well, and again, all you right. have to think about it in the perspective of we saw it in the 90s.
She watched it as a high schooler,
yeah,
probably,
like,
right?
Like back in the 90s, that movie was everything.
So we looked it up, and I will tell you, it came out in 99, and I enjoyed watching that because I graduated high school in 98.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, this was high school,
before
you know.
Before cell phones.
And I made that comment. Yep. I was like, look at this, not a cell phone in sight.
I love
in
those
this movie.
Movies.
You probably are her Heath Ledger.
Yes.
That's the thing. You're
is
the
that
guy,
what it is?
You're the guy that she fell in
right.
love with. Yeah.
Right.
I think, no, Nick Knack made Jer cool. I don't think.
I was not
remember
cool.
in that movie.
I was not cool.
He was the bad boy.
I was that nerdy guy.
Yeah. In the movie, he made her cool. But Nick Knack,
she
ups
cool,
your
though.
Cred a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So,
super
street cred.
She does.
I finished,
all around
oh, I finished season one of White Lotus, too.
Okay.
I like that show.
Yes.
It was good.
You know what? Okay, it's growing on me.
And it's fun because the next season will be a whole new cast of characters with some, you know, people returning as well.
Okay.
But it's like a whole new show.
It is.
Like, it's neat how it works like that. Like,
and
right.
I can't remember,
it's
did
really
season one have Sydney Sweeney?
Yes.
Okay, because I was like, season two is like big Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
Oh,
but
she comes back?
I couldn't remember.
Oh,
if I
and Jennifer Coolidge.
And Jennifer Coolidge comes back. And
she's
think,
my favorite.
I
she's
think
my
you
favorite.
Posted about this over the weekend. I think you did, so I'm not ruining anything, but Uncle Rico makes an appearance in it.
Yes, he's in the first one.
Oh, he's in the first
he's
one?
The first
I forgot
season.
About that. Okay,
he's in the,
so
first
he's in the second
yes.
one, too.
Yeah. And as I was watching, I was like, is that Uncle Rico from
Napoleon?
Sure
is. He looks
totally
so different.
So different. And a guy pooping in the suitcase? I mean, oh, come on. Come on.
That was interesting.
I forgot about that part. Oh, my God.
And I think season two opens up with a nice little pee-pee ding-ding, right?
Oh, not
right
again.
Right to start with.
I know.
Not again.
Get ready for that.
Yeah.
That
a lot of male
nudity.
Yeah, a lot of male frontal nudity.
A lot of it.
Anyway, a lot of TV this weekend for me.
Yeah.
I was down and out. So.
Are you feeling better, or is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to curl up in a ball on the floor right now and die.
Oh, buddy. And now I'm nervous because my throat's scratching.
I know, Josh. She's been hacking up all day here.
We're like, we need to take some vitamin C.
Just like a real family, we spread the sickness here as well.
We sure do.
Katie, what'd you do this weekend? Anything good?
I just want to point out that I don't have an animal right now. I don't have a dog. And when I see dogs out in the open, I get really excited now because I'm like, oh, my gosh, let me pet you. Let me just get my dog fixed right now. And I did that to a dog this weekend, and then he straight up peed all over me. And so...
Oh, that's a sign of love.
No, I walked up to this dog and I was like, oh, Bobby, you're so cute. And he peed from my top of my pants all the way down to my shoes.
Like, dog's got the distance. It was a Pomeranian.
I was like, no, it was a big dog. I was just like really surprised. And then I don't probably want a dog for another year. Like, that's my new thing.
Why did he do that?
I love dogs. I needed my fix, but then I got peed on. And
whose
I was
dog
like,
was this?
I don't miss that. It was my friend's dog. Oh, so we were over at her house. And he's a no, like, this dog is the cutest, most adorable dog you will ever see. He looks like a bowl of cookies and cream ice cream. Like, he's just so cool looking, right? And he is the naughtiest dog. Like, uh-oh. I don't know what
sounds
happened
like
to this
it.
Dog.
Where, or he's got a wicked fetish.
No, they have tried. They have brought this dog to training. They have paid extra money for people, like individual people, to come train this dog. And he's just not having it. Mm. I feel like in his head all the time, he just hears, YOLO! Like, he's just running. Like, that's this dog. And so
who do I get to pee
I
on?
Walked up to him thinking, oh, my God, you're adorable. I just want to give you a hug. And he's like, remember me? Pee all over you. And I'm
dang.
Like, yeah, now I remember what dog you are. Now
he's into
I remember.
It. He's into it.
So there was that. But there was also one other thing that happened to me this weekend that I wanted to tell you guys about. Because I told you last week how I went to go buy chicken and that didn't work out. I left it at
left
the store
it.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the grocery store to go buy some stuff for enchiladas this weekend. And I walk up to the self-checkout. Ready to buy everything. I have under 10 items. I am ready to go. Self-checkout. All of a sudden, the lady is like, hey, I can check you out over here. And I was like, okay, let me go to you. So I'm in this checkout line, and she's ringing up all my stuff. And the chicken that I got was buy one, get one free, right? And so I'm looking at the total on the screen, and my total after she says, okay, you owe me $45. I was like, wait a minute. That chicken was buy one, get one free. It should only be $35, right? And she's like, oh, well, hold on. She's got to bring out her shopper thing, the weekly shopper, and she looks through that. Then she's looking on her app and everything. Meanwhile, remember, I was going to go to the self-checkout. Mm. Now there's a whole line of people behind me. Oh. They're getting mad because then she has to call her manager over. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
All
this
for chicken.
This is taking so long. The manager comes over and she was like, oh, yeah, it is buy one, get one. She accidentally, like, she adds on to my bill and she's like, that'll be $65. And I was like,
it just went
wait
up.
A
wait
second.
A minute. That's not fair. And I'm looking at the cashier like, hey, you remember, it was only $45. How is it now $65, you know? And I'm like, hoping that she sees me and she's like, I want to help you out here. And she doesn't. And the manager's like getting mad at me. And she's like, do you want me to just take everything off and start it over? I'm like, yeah,
yes,
I kind of do.
Kind of.
Yes, I
kinda you're charging
do.
Me $20 extra for this, you know? So anyway, long story short.
Too
really
late.
Long story short.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Long story long.
I'm sorry. but yeah, like I ended up walking out of this place, but everybody was mad at me. The people behind me, the manager. But when I had my receipt at the end, I'm like, do you see that I paid $35 for this in the beginning? Like, that's what I wanted. And you guys wanted me to pay $65. Like, I walked out of there thinking I was so crazy. And all I had to keep telling myself in my head was, let them think you're crazy.
It's the book.
Oh,
you saved $30. They wanted to charge you $30 more than what you walked out of there paying.
Well, you can't
so
have that. You gotta
let
them.
Yeah,
you
have to stand up for yourself at that point.
Yeah, why
right?
would you do that?
You have to. But that they were looking at me like, why don't you just pay the $65? Even
you're
the people
like,
behind
no.
me, I'm like,
welcome
really?
To Lone Tree.
Really?
Welcome
I'm
to
not,
Lone
no, that's
Tree.
That's
not
where happening.
It doesn't
like,
matter.
Oh my gosh, it was just
they throw on an extra $20 just because.
Yep.
Lone Tree. Exactly.
It's the Lone Tree fee.
Price
of living. there.
Oh my goodness! But anyway,
you better go back to like pork.
I know. I don't know what it is with me and chicken lately. Like it's a
chicken
curse.
No more chicken for you,
for sure.
No more chicken for you.
It's just insane. But anyway.
Well, there you go. There's your little weekend recap, chicken and all, with JKJ.